This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a story about getting to class with education back to in-person learning after all the remote instruction during high pandemic. From GBH in Boston, Kirk Carapeza filed this report for us.
Route 22, service to Ruggles Station.
To arrive here at Roxbury Community College in Boston, part-time student Kiara Rosario depends on the city's second most popular subway route, the Orange Line. It was shut down for 30 days this summer for repairs.
I do not have a car. I do need this transportation.
About how much would you say you spend on public transportation every year, ballpark?
More than $1,000, but less than a car insurance.
Standing at a temporary shuttle bus stop outside the college, the 34-year-old single mom tells me she's studying to be a social worker to pay for tuition and rent. She also works part-time at a grocery store. So reliable, affordable transportation, it's critical.
The more time I spend traveling, the less time I have to study, work, and be with family.
A lack of dependable transportation can prevent working students like Rosario from earning degrees on time or at all.
Students today have complicated lives, managing childcare, work, other family commitments.
Abigail Selden is CEO of the Selden Herring Smith Foundation. It maps the proximity of public transit stops to community colleges across the country. Her research finds in New England, about 20% of community college campuses are not easily accessible by public transportation.
Routes and schedules, as well as the cost of public transportation, impact whether or not a school is really accessible.
On average, according to the College Board, students spend about $2,000 on transportation per year.
For context, a full Pell Grant is $6,000 a year. And most of that is absorbed by tuition at many schools, even many community and technical colleges.
Back in Roxbury, Kiara Rosario says this temporary shuttle was running about 15 minutes behind this summer.
We only use one door in the shuttle, and everybody has to be seated. So once all the seats are taken, we have to wait for the next shuttle bus.
And she says those delays cut into her study time. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.